Live from the Texas Hill Country, it's the podcast Conversations with My Teenage Self. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Here we are, episode 34. So after 33 songs and 10 months since I started this in late January, and it's already early November here in the Texas Hill Country. But I'm happy to say the project is finally done. Actually, I finished the final mixes when I was in Germany and actually wrote down in a journal when exactly I said genug, which is a German word for enough. It was October 16th at 8:56 Germany time. I had listened to these songs over and over and over and over. I had mixed them to the best of my ability. And even in the last few weeks, I mixed while I was traveling on planes, trains, buses, you name it, around Europe when I was visiting in October to visit family. I had a friend who told me that your song should be strong enough to compete against the forces of urbanity. So listen to it while right in the middle of the urban sprawl and see how strong your song is. I don't know if that was foolishness or good advice, but I did mix my songs so they did compete with the roar of the crowd and the roar of the plane and the roar of the train just to see what they would do. But that's not the point here. The point is I promised myself that I would release these songs on my 60th birthday. There was just something symbolic about working so hard for so many months, having these conversations with my teenage self, and then releasing the finished product and all my commentary in the form of the podcast on my 60th birthday. So I'm only a few hours away from midnight when I turn 60. So what you've got here is me actually recording the coda or the final podcast for this series, Conversations with My Teenage Self. It's been quite the journey. 34 episodes, 33 songs. God knows how much time I spent recording, mixing, working on the music videos, and then in the last few months working on these podcasts, you know, trying to create something I could be proud of. Now I have the misfortune of dropping this during the same month that Taylor Swift dropped her album. So I don't know if my music is going to go out with a banger or whimper. She has 10 of the Billboard's top 10 right now, a record. I think she beat Drake's record from 2021. So I don't know how much mind share I'm going to get, but that's really not the point. This was a passion project. This was a project I did because I had to, and I really enjoyed it. And if I make a few people happy, a few people smile, a few people, maybe they get inspired later in life to try to pursue some artistic passion they had as a young person, if they decide to tackle that when they get older, like I did with this music. So, you know, it's interesting. I was listening to an interview with Bono from U2, and he said that the songs you write are not your children. That's a common misunderstanding. They're really more like your parents. They tell you what to do over and over until you say, I've had enough. And that's what happened with me. I think I tweaked these songs enough. I listened to them enough. I've made them as good as I can make them with the talents that I have. And I'm proud of what I did, but it's time to move on. What I really want to do is I want to thank all the people that I sent early mixes of these songs to and ask for their opinion on a product that was really not ready to be evaluated yet. And that's kind of a fatal sin I learned, is that everything sounds great the moment you record it, but you need to give it some time, like wine, to settle before you actually listen to it for its true quality. So I'd like to thank a whole list of people: Colin, Louis, Nelson, John the Punisher, Loman, Denise, Mark, Jan, Colin, and most of all, my wife, who had to put up with me listening to this over and over and over and over and over again as I continually tried to tweak the mixes and get them to sound like the music I heard in my head. So what's the next move? You know, I'm not sure. This whole thing started with this box of journals in which I had a whole bunch of song lyrics and notes and you know, scribblings about chord progressions, and I was able to turn those scraps into the songs I produce. But The box has a whole lot more to it. There's actually a ton of poetry in there. There's a ton of essays, a lot of short fiction, a couple of longer pieces. Who knows? Maybe in some future year when I've got some time, I go back to the box and I take another run, this time with a different art form. Who knows? There's so much bad love poetry in there. The world is just desperate to hear. So I want to thank you for being on this ride. If you've gone the whole ride, I really respect you and I appreciate it. And I can't tell you how much it means to me that you were willing to go on this journey with me and explore this music and explore this conversation with my teenage self. So from the bottom of my heart, from the top of the hill out here in the Texas Kill Country, I want to thank you. And hopefully this music has meant something to you. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast, and come back soon to listen to more episodes and to discover more songs from Conversations with My Teenage Self. Make sure to check us out on the internet at thesongsofpeterray.com and peterandebbiestudios.com. Live from the Texas Hill Country, I'll see you next time.